Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The More of Less by Joshua Becker, a beacon in America's movement towards minimalism and reduction of clutter. Published in 2016, this book proposes that you can enjoy a more fulfilling life by owning fewer possessions. Becker, an influential minimalist and the founder of the popular blog Becoming Minimalist, offers practical advice to declutter your space, which in turn frees up your mind, resources, and time. This allows you to focus on what truly matters. The More of Less isn't just a manual for organizing your physical space, but a manifesto for a lighter and more purposeful lifestyle. Becker's insights have reached a global audience through contributions to Time, The Wall Street Journal, and USA Today, and he continues to inspire millions to reassess their lives and reduce their material burden. This book is especially relevant for anyone overwhelmed by their belongings, from hoarders and shopaholics to individuals dreaming of a nomadic lifestyle hindered by excess possessions. If you're tired of dealing with overflowing closets and cluttered garages, The More of Less offers a fresh perspective and actionable steps to create more room for happiness and less for stuff. Join us as we explore how minimalism can lead to a richer, more rewarding life. The More of Less, finding the life you want under everything you own. Introduction. Why minimalism might just be the answer you're looking for. Today, we're bombarded by advertisements everywhere we look, digital, print, and beyond. The surge from an average of 500 ads per day in the 1970s to about 5,000 today illustrates a hyper-driven consumer culture where the core message is unrelenting: buy more and be happier. In 2013, American companies invested a staggering $171 billion in advertising to propagate this belief. Yet, this influx of consumer goods has not led to a paralleled increase in contentment. Rather, it's contributed to a household average of 300,000 items, a number as cluttered as it sounds. Joshua Becker, an advocate for streamlined living, brings us face to face with the stark reality that happiness isn't nestled inside the latest gadget or fashion piece. Instead, it's often buried under the piles of purchases we mistake as avenues for happiness. He posits that the real answer lies in minimalism, a concept that redefines the adage, less is more, and is gaining momentum as a transformative lifestyle choice. Minimalism isn't just the act of declutterer your home. It's a profound strategy to reclaim your life's essence. It advocates for a significant reduction in possessions, not merely to declutter physical space, but to clear the way for focusing on what truly enriches our lives: relationships, experiences, and personal growth. Throughout this reflective journey, you'll explore the cunning ways advertising lures us into continual spending, often subconsciously, practical guidance on how to evaluate which possessions truly add value to your life, and strategies to inspire and transition your family towards a minimalist lifestyle, cultivating an environment where less is genuinely more. This narrative invites us to break free from the chains of consumerism and lead a more focused, fulfilling life. Part 1. Discover how minimalism can help prioritize what truly matters in your life. Picture this: rooms filled with unopened boxes, closets bursting at the seams with barely worn clothes, and surfaces cluttered with gadgets soon forgotten. If this scene feels familiar, you're in good company. Many of us get caught in the cycle of purchasing the newest items, only to find our lives no richer than before. Yet, a shift is on the horizon. A movement that promises not just clean spaces, but a cleaner approach to life itself: minimalism. Minimalism, often misunderstood as just getting rid of things, is more profoundly about eliminating life's excess to focus on what truly matters. The philosophy is simple yet powerful. It frees us from the possessions that distract us from our true priorities and passions. The journey of the author, Joshua Becker, into minimalism began on a Memorial Day weekend back in 2008. It was an ordinary weekend aimed at cleaning out the family garage, a chore that unexpectedly turned into a pivotal life moment. Amidst the tiresome sorting and organizing, Joshua found himself questioning why, after numerous attempts to declutter, he felt more drained than fulfilled. During this reflection, a neighbor wandered by and shared a story about her daughter who had embraced minimalism. This conversation sparked a realization for Joshua. Here he was, spending precious hours managing possessions rather than enjoying moments with his family. This epiphany led to a decisive shift towards minimalism, starting with a thorough decluttering of his own home. Inspired by the changes in his life, Joshua launched Becoming Minimalist, a blog dedicated to sharing his journey and insights on living a clutter-free life. His message resonated deeply, drawing over 1 million readers each month and inspiring thousands to explore minimalism themselves. In the upcoming sections, we'll delve deeper into the essentials of minimalism. You'll discover that, contrary to popular belief, minimalism isn't about sacrificing joy or comfort, but about making strategic choices that enhance your life's quality. Stay tuned to uncover how minimalism can redefine what it means to live well. Part 2: Embracing Minimalism: More Joy from Fewer Possessions. When you think of minimalism, you might imagine stark, almost empty rooms. But minimalism extends far beyond mere physical decluttering. It's not about stripping joy from your life. Rather, it's about enhancing your life by shedding the unnecessary and focusing on what truly enriches you. Consider this: do you crave more freedom in your day-to-day existence? Many have found that by reducing their belongings, they gain flexibility in choosing how and where to live their lives. Take the story of Annette Gartland, a freelance journalist overwhelmed by the clutter that accumulated during her international assignments. In 2013, she chose to embrace minimalism, and after 3 intense months of decluttering, she reduced her possessions to a few essential boxes, sold her house and car, and embarked on a life of travel, mainly residing in Southeast Asia, moving between shared apartments, house-sitting opportunities, and hotels. However, embracing minimalism doesn't necessarily mean you must adopt a nomadic lifestyle. It can also mean simply refocusing on the treasures that are right under your nose. Dave and Cheryl's story exemplifies this beautifully. After their children moved out, the couple embarked on a road trip along the West Coast. During this journey, they stumbled upon a podcast about minimalism, which ultimately transformed their perspective on life. Financial stability wasn't an issue for Dave and Cheryl, but they realized that their dream home was consuming more resources, both financial and emotional, than it was worth. They questioned the necessity of every perfect piece of furniture filling their spacious home. Following their road trip, inspired by their new minimalist perspective, they took decisive action. They sold half of their possessions and moved into a smaller home just across the street. The benefits were immediate and profound. Dave found more time for family and community involvement, even reigniting his passion for writing. Cheryl gained the mental clarity to reevaluate her career in law, eventually shifting her focus to mediation, a field that she found more fulfilling. These narratives showcase that minimalism isn't about austerity or discomfort. It's about crafting a life less cluttered with objects and more filled with meaningful experiences and relationships. While there isn't a universal formula for minimalism, these stories offer a window into the varied ways people can tailor minimalist principles to fit their lives. Read on to explore which approach to minimalism might best suit your lifestyle and aspirations. Part 3: Understanding the impact of advertising on your spending habits. Advertisements have become a ubiquitous part of daily life. Whether browsing the internet, watching television, or simply driving through your city, you're likely to encounter thousands of ads every day. But have you ever paused to consider the profound effect they have on your spending behaviors? To really grasp why our closets and drawers are overflowing, it's crucial to examine the consumer culture that drives us, heavily propelled by marketing and advertising. Today, Americans are purchasing more than ever before. Consider the case of Anthony and Amy, a couple who had long dreamt of a lavish family vacation but could never quite manage the finances. Curious about where their money was going, Amy decided to review their seemingly innocuous Amazon purchases. They rarely spent more than $40 at a time, yet when they added up all these small expenditures, they were shocked to discover they had spent over $10,000 in 4 years. This scenario is reflective of a larger issue: rampant consumerism. Statistics show that modern American households possess nearly twice as many items as they did 50 years ago, with the average home now containing around 300,000 items. This explosion in possessions is one reason why homes have tripled in size over the decades and why 1 in 10 Americans now rent additional storage space. The root cause of this excessive accumulation can largely be traced back to the influence of marketing and advertising. Consider the power of sales promotions. Items on sale are significantly more likely to be purchased. This was dramatically illustrated by the experience of a former CEO of JCPenney, who eliminated sales promotions in favor of lower regular prices, only to see a sharp decline in profits and, ultimately, his departure from the company. This susceptibility to advertising is not trivial, as evidenced by the staggering $171 billion that businesses spent on marketing in 2013 alone. Such a huge investment underscores the effectiveness and influence of advertising in shaping consumer behaviors. Understanding how marketing shapes our purchasing decisions is a critical step toward adopting a minimalist lifestyle. By recognizing and resisting the persuasive power of ads, we can make more intentional choices about what we buy, prioritize quality over quantity, and ultimately focus on what truly adds value to our lives. Part 4. Setting your minimalist goals and starting with the simplest decluttering tasks. Deciding to embrace minimalism can initially seem overwhelming. The thought of sorting through piles of possessions or negotiating with family members over keepsakes can be daunting. However, understanding why you're drawn to minimalism and starting with the less challenging tasks can make the transition smoother and more doable. Firstly, it's essential to clarify why you want to adopt a minimalist lifestyle. What do you hope to achieve or gain through minimalism? For some, it might be about reducing financial stress by spending less on non-essential items, thus allowing for greater focus on career goals. For others, it could be a path to retiring early, facilitated by saving more money. These motivations are crucial because minimalism isn't merely about having fewer things. It's about making room for what truly matters to you. Once you've identified your reasons, the next practical step is to start decluttering by choosing the easiest categories first. This approach allows you to ease into the process without feeling overwhelmed or emotionally drained right from the start. Take, for example, the journey of the author. When he decided to adopt minimalist practices, he began with his car, an area less likely to hold items of deep emotional attachment. He removed trivial clutter, such as old CDs, unused toys, and forgotten sunglasses. This initial step was manageable and motivational, leaving only essential items like his proof of insurance in the car. By starting with the straightforward areas, you build momentum and confidence, which can propel you through more difficult decluttering decisions later on. So, define your minimalist goals clearly and begin your journey by tackling the simpler tasks. This is your first step toward a freeing minimalist lifestyle. Part 5. How to handle sentimental items while embracing minimalism. Once you've managed to part with the clutter that didn't hold much personal value, you're faced with a more challenging task: determining the fate of your sentimental items. It's common to feel a tug on your heartstrings when contemplating whether to keep or let go of things that carry precious memories. But with a thoughtful approach, you can find a balance that respects your past while embracing a minimalist lifestyle. Here are practical steps to help you navigate through your sentimental clutter. Start by sorting through your sentimental items and prioritizing their significance. Many people grapple with what to do with items like books, which often represent more than just reading material. They are milestones or markers of personal development. However, it's crucial to assess whether these items still serve a purpose beyond just filling your shelves. Are they treasured keepsakes or just proofs of intellect? Keep those that genuinely mean something to you, and consider passing on the others to new readers who can appreciate them. If the thought of parting with certain items fills you with dread, fearing you might regret your choices, consider a trial separation. This method was pivotal for Courtney Carver, who simplified her life to better manage her multiple sclerosis. Worried about making hasty decisions, Courtney experimented by temporarily removing items from her living space to see if they were truly missed. This approach can be applied broadly from decor to clothing. For instance, with her Project 333, Courtney pared down her wardrobe to 33 items for 3 months, excluding essentials. After the trial, realizing she didn't miss the excluded garments, she was able to donate them confidently. This experiment proves that living with less doesn't have to mean living without joy or necessity. Through these methods, thousands of people have discovered that minimalism doesn't result in a barren lifestyle, but rather one that's rich with freedom and devoid of unnecessary stress. By prioritizing your most cherished possessions and being willing to test out what you can live without, you too can create a space that truly reflects your values and vision. Part 6. Steering clear of consumerism with minimalism as your guide. Congratulations on choosing to adopt a minimalist lifestyle. Now that you're set on this path, it's crucial to learn how to effectively navigate through the constant temptations of a consumer-driven society. Think of it as steering a boat through treacherous waters. It requires vigilance, determination, and strategic planning. One effective tactic for maintaining your minimalist journey is to take conscious breaks from shopping. Consider the experience of Sarah Peck, an Ivy League graduate working in San Francisco. Despite a successful career, Sarah found herself running low on funds at the end of each month, largely due to her penchant for expensive clothing. Realizing the impact of her spending habits, she made a bold decision. She selected her favorite pieces, discarded the rest, and instituted a year-long shopping hiatus. This not only saved her money, but also freed up time for more fulfilling activities like athletics and socializing. Adjusting your gift-receiving preferences is another strategy to sustain minimalism during festive seasons, which are often rife with consumerism. Communicating your preferences to friends and family can help manage their expectations and prevent the accumulation of unwanted items. For example, the author faced a dilemma during the holidays because he didn't want to dampen the festive spirit by outright rejecting gifts or appearing ungrateful. His solution was simple yet effective. He proactively shared with his wife that he needed a gym membership, a practical gift that supported his health goals. If you prefer not to receive any gifts, proposing a charitable donation in your name is a thoughtful and generous alternative. This approach not only aligns with minimalist principles, but also sets a positive example for others, demonstrating that the joy of gift-giving doesn't have to be linked to physical possessions. Navigating the waters of a consumption-heavy world while maintaining a minimalist lifestyle isn't without its challenges. However, by establishing new habits like taking breaks from shopping and clearly communicating your gift preferences, you can continue to live simply and meaningfully without succumbing to societal pressures. Part 7. Enhance your life through generosity, the rewards of owning less. There is a profound joy that comes from giving, one that material possessions simply can't match. This is why shifting your focus from accumulation to altruism not only declutters your space, but also enriches your life. Instead of selling your surplus items, consider the deeper satisfaction that could come from donating them. When the author embraced minimalism and decided to clear out his home, his initial approach was to sell the excess, from old CDs to clothes. hoping to turn a reasonable profit. However, after a garage sale and listing items on eBay, all his efforts netted only a modest $135. This outcome sparked a realization. The financial gain was minimal, but the potential to make a meaningful impact through donation was significant. He and his wife began donating their items to local charities and discovered that the act of giving brought them far more happiness than selling ever did. This experience underscored a fundamental aspect of minimalism. It's not just about having less, but also about giving more. Generosity can extend beyond just donating physical items. Consider the story of Ali, who in 2007 attended a church retreat where a pastor challenged the congregation to think about how they could make a difference in the world. Inspired, Ali looked down at her wedding ring and imagined the impact its value could have if converted into charitable contributions. After discussing it with her husband, she decided to sell her ring and donate the proceeds to a charity that provides clean water by drilling wells in sub-Saharan Africa. Her action inspired many of her friends to do the same, and Ali eventually founded With This Ring, a non-profit organization that has since helped provide clean drinking water to thousands. Ali's story is a powerful testament to how minimizing our attachment to material goods can lead to a more fulfilling life dedicated to helping others. By focusing on what we can give rather than what we can accumulate, minimalism teaches us that true contentment and purpose are found in generosity and service. This shift in perspective is not only liberating, but profoundly impactful, both for the giver and those on the receiving end of that generosity. Part 8. Cultivating a minimalist mindset in your family through understanding and limits. Embracing minimalism yourself is one thing, but integrating it into family life presents a unique set of challenges and opportunities. One widespread myth is that minimalism within a family means constantly denying your children anything new, particularly when it comes to toys. However, true family-oriented minimalism involves more than just refusal. It's about instilling wise consumption habits and creating healthy boundaries. For instance, the author talks about how he and his wife set specific limits for their daughter's possessions. She can have as many toys as she likes, provided they can all fit within her closet. The same rule applies to her art supplies, which must be contained within a single plastic bin under her bed. This system teaches her to evaluate which items are truly important to her and to manage her possessions responsibly. Additionally, illustrating the benefits of these limits can make the concept more appealing to children. Explain that the money saved by not buying superfluous items can be used for meaningful family experiences, like vacations, which offer lasting memories far more valuable than any new toy could provide. However, it's crucial to practice patience. Not everyone in your family might be ready to fully adopt a minimalist lifestyle right away or ever. For example, the author once advised a woman who had embraced minimalism but was frustrated with her husband's lack of enthusiasm for the lifestyle. She even considered whether she should end the marriage over this issue. The author counseled patience and understanding, reminding her that the essence of minimalism is to enhance relationships, not strain them. Building a minimalist family isn't about perfection or immediate success. It's about setting a positive example and evolving together at a comfortable pace. Remember, the goal of minimalism is to eliminate stress, not create it. Therefore, leading by example and allowing family members to adapt in their own time and way will likely yield the best results for everyone involved. Final summary. The lessons we've explored reveal a simple yet profound truth. Despite our belief in our immunity to advertising, our purchasing choices are heavily influenced by pervasive consumerism. However, adopting a minimalist lifestyle isn't about extreme deprivation It's about enriching our lives. Minimalism teaches us the value of generosity over accumulation. It guides us in establishing healthy boundaries for ourselves and our families, especially our children, helping them learn the importance of moderation early on. Furthermore, it redirects our resources, both time and money, towards activities and relationships that truly matter, fostering deeper satisfaction and contentment. In essence, minimalism isn't just about removing clutter from our closets. It's about clearing unnecessary distractions from our lives, allowing us to focus on nurturing what genuinely enriches us. This approach not only simplifies our living spaces, but also enhances our overall well-being, creating a more purposeful and fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.